In the morning, I get Frank ready for school. And the first thing I do is I try to show him a peck of his shoes to show him that we're going to put on your shoes. We're going to put on your helmet, get your backpack with all of your food and your clothes. And then I grab his Scout plush toy. We walk to the door. We step down the front porch and then we go down the driveway. And then we wait a few minutes, just a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. Of course, anything is too long, then he'll get annoyed. But anything too short is not enough of a transition. So it's trying to find that fine line between how long to wait for the bus, whereas 5 minutes would be too long. So if we walked outside too early and walked outside too late where the bus was already there. So then singing the entire time or chanting affirmations, you know, Frank is strong, Frank is a big boy, Frank is confident, Frank is happy. And also saying Frank is going to go to school, Frank is going to see his friends. Using those words, singing them, and trying to get him to be happy, lowering his anxiety, making him calm before we get on the bus. Sometimes it doesn't always work. It's a lot of stress, frustration. You know, the whole process is less than 15 minutes and you already feel like you're ready for a nap afterwards as a parent because it's so mentally exhausting, basically. So then I'm outside with him as we wait the 2 or 3 minutes for the bus to get here, and then the bus stops and it makes that loud noise, you know, when a bus is stopping or in park. And so, you know, with an autistic child, there's all of those noises around in their environment and outside because they're so hypersensitive to every little thing. So it's trying to calm them down and have them relax, knowing they're safe, knowing they're protected. So I tried to comfort him as that's happening, gently help him board the bus with the 4 steps that needs to hold on to the rail, putting his hands on the rail, trying to do my best to sing to him while he's walking up those 4 steps, even though, again, that process right there may only take 1 minute. It feels like 10 minutes. So it's just like every little thing. And, then helping the teacher aide, giving her the backpack and giving her Mr. Scout, and then transitioning him off to the bus aide or the teacher aide, who's ever on the bus, so that he can go sit with her or him. And it's just that whole process is so stressful every single morning. And sometimes there's better days, right? There's the good days and there's the lesser good days. But just trying to find ways to help him calm his energy, calm his anxiety, so that he can have that transition from leaving the house to going outside to getting up on the steps of the bus to getting into the bus. It's like all these little things, these little steps that, like, I would never have thought of before I became a parent. Versus a neurotypical child or an autistic child. It's just, I would never have ever thought of this. And it's just kind of like, you can read all these books, but it's more or less, you know, living it. As a parent, we have it the most direct out of everybody. And so we know what it's really like to experience that. And it's just adapting. You have to be flexible, you have to be patient, and you have to be willing to adapt. And it's just doing all those three while not just lowering your child's energy, but lowering your energy. And that's a whole thing in itself. But trying to practice lowering your own energy as a parent, because they can feed off of that. So if you're calm, right, then they'll be calm. And that's hard in itself. So anyway, that's what I wanted to mention, was just our morning routine onto the bus to get ready for school.